Blake, just wanted to ask you, first game, I guess, full-time at defensive tackle, how did you feel your performance went overall?
I thought I had an awesome performance. It was, I don't know, it was different being inside. Everything happens a little quicker, dealing with bigger guys, but I think overall I had an awesome game.
Size-wise, what are you up to now?
I'm sitting at around 280, but I'm hoping to push over 285-ish. Yeah.
Is it just status quo with Jay Hill back today, or has anything changed at all?
No, it's that's an awesome thing about Jay. He wanted everything to kind of stay going as per usual. He didn't want it to make it about him. And, yeah, it's just been a normal Tuesday practice.
With regards to just the defensive philosophy overall, how has it changed this year versus maybe previous seasons?
I think the philosophy's been pretty about the same this year. You know, physical, mean, tough. And I think Jay Hill has really has helped us come a long ways with that. And, yeah, very similar to last year, I feel like.
What do you like most working with a guy like John Nelson?
He's just an awesome dude. Love John. We actually came in gray-shirted together. So these last 5 years I've been around John. Awesome dude. Freaking hard worker. Just a great guy.
Now, SMU likes to run a lot of RPO action. What are you expecting from them? What do you see on the film?
Yeah, a lot of RPO, quick game. So we're really trying to figure out how we can knock that off from them. A lot of hands up. Just trying to knock balls down for the D tackles.
What was emphasized from the coaching staff after a quarterback that's so elusive had that many, you know, yards rushing the ball, getting outside the pocket?
Sorry, come again?
What was the message to you guys after a quarterback was able to get so many rush yards like DJ Williams the past weekend?
I think the biggest thing is trying to stay frontal with him. He was an athlete. He was a very good player. But I think what came apparent is we need to be more aware of it and be, you know, especially interior guys, just be smart about it. They were gashing us with it, so we need to stay more frontal.
As a defensive guy going against Jake, when you see him ranked as the last quarterback, you know, in the conference by Pro Football Focus, you know, how does that feel you know, as a defensive guy to show that BYU has something to prove?
Yeah, I mean, so that underdog mentality. But I've got all full confidence in Jake. I mean, you saw it at the game. He did a fantastic job, and he's going to continue to show out.
Is this team trying to be – were you guys trying to be more aggressive on the defensive line last weekend, or did it just kind of happen?
I think it just kind of happened. That's one of the biggest things the coaches emphasized coming into last week was we just got out physical, which I think we did. And being able to out physical a team like that leads to big plays.
How big was that when Isaiah Bangett comes out second series and gets a sack for you guys?
Oh, it was awesome. The crowd went crazy, team went crazy. I mean, that just lit the fire, and we just kept it rolling. Happy for him.